This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, I'm here with Vince Menzione, General Manager of Public Sector Partner Strategy with Microsoft. How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great, John. Good morning.
Well, just next week, we've got this big, huge conference in town. Instead of seeing tourists, we're going to see all kinds of Microsoft partners everywhere asking for directions and getting lost and maybe blocking you in traffic. And today, we're going to talk about the Microsoft conference, talk about Microsoft in the cloud, and maybe touch on this little product called Windows 7 and all these new products coming from Microsoft. Sounds like you folks have reinvented yourself, huh, in the last 5 or 6 years?
We are doing incredible things at Microsoft. In fact, I'd like to say we're breaking glass at Microsoft. You know? We're changing the model up. I mean, there's a lot of great things going on with the cloud. I want to talk to you first about the Worldwide Partner Conference next week. We are just so excited. A year's worth of planning, and it's the first time that it's here in Washington, D.C. So we're the host city, and we're expecting 15,000 of our best partners from all over the world.
And all over the world.
All over the world.
Japan and Sweden and Germany, everywhere.
We're represented in every country. And all of our U.S. public sector partners are very well represented at this event. We've got Bill Clinton as the keynote speaker this year. Steve Ballmer is kicking it off on Monday. There's a lot of exciting messages about what we're doing in the cloud, new products. You mentioned Windows 7, but also Office 2010, the release there this past week, and just some tremendous, tremendous things going on. And it's a very exciting time for our partners. It's a very exciting time at Microsoft.
You know, Vince, we have a lot of federal IT professionals who listen, a lot of people in the Pentagon listen, a lot of military people listen. And let's not forget, Microsoft is very aggressively trying to work with the listeners with this Wounded Warrior program, aren't they?
We are. In fact, Sunday on the 11th, we're hosting, and this is the fourth time we've done this, a Salute the Troops event in conjunction with the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference Day of Giving at Washington Nationals Park. This event is going to include a package stuffing party. We've done some of these in the past where we stuff packages. They're for our troops, our heroes over in Iraq and Afghanistan. And our partners are going to be able to participate in that as well as part of the giving. And then we're going to host a reception for the Wounded Warriors and sponsor them at the game. It's going to be a really great event for us and for the troops.
You know, your colleague is Teresa Carlson. Every time I turn around, I see her putting something in a bag to ship overseas. You know, I thought she worked for Microsoft. Is she working for, like, a packaging? No, she's just constantly getting groups of people together, putting in bags, and sending them overseas.
We really care about our soldiers, and we want to do everything we can to support them.
Let's jump from the soldiers to technology here. I mean, Microsoft has reinvented itself here in the last 5 to 7 years, focusing on the cloud, big infrastructure play here. New public sector priorities have changed, and Microsoft is flexing and trying to respond. You know, the federal IT professional, it's getting nudged to move to the cloud. Well, Microsoft can help them.
We're doing incredible things there. I'd like to first talk about what we're doing in the partner organization. We've expanded our partner organization. We basically doubled down our investment in our partner infrastructure and support of our partners. And we're really rallying behind the cloud message and what we're doing there in terms of developing a rich experience for our customers in the cloud. Microsoft has made significant investments. We didn't call them cloud computing at the time, but for 15 years, we've been delivering cloud services and portals through our global foundation services. If you think about some of our technologies, Hotmail with 400 million users, Forefront, which is filtering 3 to 4 billion emails a day, and our live ID authentication services, where we're doing 1 billion authentications a day. So all these are enterprise-class services that have been offered in the cloud for quite some time. We're doubling down and taking some of our products and moving them into the cloud, our collaboration communications suite, which has been actually hosted for years now. We're seeing a tremendous ramp up there, as well as customers taking their utility applications like email, like collaboration, from an on-prem and moving them into the cloud. And we're seeing this, you know, I like to talk about the three driving forces that are happening today in government. It's the consumerization of IT. It's the budget constraints and cuts, which government's been asking to do more with less. And it's also a new administration that is, CEO and CTO in the organization that are really driving innovation and change and looking forward in terms of the cloud and other technologies.
If you just look at Microsoft kind of in general overview, in the last 4 or 5 years, the real big standout product, I think, is SharePoint. I mean, SharePoint's been like a tsunami. And what SharePoint means is collaboration. Well, now the Obama administration is forcing my listeners to collaborate. And you can say, well, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. It's a great T-shirt. We've been doing this for years. I mean, collaboration. And, oh, wait a minute, secure collaboration? That's it. I mean, that's exactly what Microsoft offers is this isn't just some loosey-goosey come as you are eating the car. Oh, let's throw together some free app and my brother-in-law made it and you'll be safe. No. This is a major company saying, yes, you can collaborate and you'll be safe.
Yeah. I mean, SharePoint has 100 million users today. It was one of our fastest growing products. The rich experience with SharePoint, we've got over 3,500 developers developing applications and developing services on SharePoint. We're taking that, moving that to the cloud, creates a new environment for our developers and our partners to collaborate with us in the cloud as well and to move these applications and modernize these organizations.
And it's not just software. I mean, I was speaking with Lewis Shepard. I had lunch with him. This is a smart guy, by the way.
He is very smart.
He needs like a wheelbarrow to carry around his brains. So we're talking lunch one day. He's talking about these new infrastructure, these new servers that you have in Chicago. And he starts talking about hundreds and sizes. And I'm going, what? What's Microsoft doing? And doing these all across the world so you can actually have this ideal coop. Okay, I want to have backup. What country? What time zone? Well, I mean, I never thought Microsoft would actually respond with saying, not only are we going to make it the software easy, but we're going to have some servers sitting over in Chicago there just in case you want to have a remote backup.
And we're learning how to take our products and move them there as well. So the products are evolving and changing as well to support the cloud. You're starting to see, multi-tenant versions of our Exchange and our SharePoint applications as we move up into these data centers. And we're learning quite a bit, and we're making those capabilities and those products available for hosters and for other partners to use as well.
In the private world, we see a lot of private clouds being formed. And that's being reflected in the federal government as well. And there's always issues with cloud computing involving multi-tenant architecture and private cloud software. And I don't want to, beat a drum here, but you can take a look at a product like Azure and going, well, I think we've addressed some of these major concerns here. I mean, I think we're not ahead of the game, but we kind of anticipated some of these. I mean, if you've been in the business for 20 years, you got to have some kind of, fall down a few times and pick yourself up, huh? Azure's there.
Absolutely. And, what you see from our cloud computing model is flexibility and choice, right? So, we can span a mission-critical data center to Microsoft Online Services to Windows Azure and give customers the reach and flexibility they need if they want to host it in their facilities, if they want to take advantage of some of the services that we offer in the cloud, or maybe have a partner host a private cloud.
And I think that's a key word, that flexible word. It's like maybe people have the mindset of Microsoft just one way. No, I think if you look at Microsoft today, if you engage one of the partners, you can find out many options, maybe too many options. Give me the old school where there's just one option. No, there's 30 different options for accomplishing many different tasks. When we get back, we're going to touch a little more on the Microsoft Partner Conference coming up about the strange word Azure, which means blue, and talk a little more about Microsoft's initiatives in helping federal IT professionals reach some of the goals of their agencies. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we're in the studio with Vince Menzione, General Manager, Public Sector Partner Strategy with Microsoft. Now, earlier in the program, we mentioned this big conference that's coming up in town, so all these lost people are going to be Microsoft partners from Brazil and who knows where. But I want to talk about this wounded warrior a few more times. We've had Teresa Carlson on the air, and I don't think the listeners really know how much Microsoft really does to help our listeners, to help the vets and the federal workers make this transition. I mean, these people are coming back from Afghanistan. My son has friends who are coming back. I mean, this is not... this is not an easy transition. And Microsoft really is. I mean, they're going to go to the ball game and do all sex and all stuff. But there's so much. This is the tip of the iceberg, really, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, when you look at the citizenship effort at Microsoft, it's astounding. It's amazing how much we do in terms of how much we support not only our troops, but just in terms of job training. We have initiatives in many of the key states right now where we're providing funds and resources around job training and support. Retraining for people that are out of work and the like, and sort of helping stimulate the economy in that regard. So there's quite a bit that we're doing there.
So we have a day of giving coming up, and I think anyone who's read the news has read a little bit about this gentleman named Bill Gates And I don't think giving is too far from what he's doing right now. So it's a I think Microsoft historically has been a very profitable company, but a very responsible company as well. And I think we got to get that word out because for some reason, no one, it's like it's raining outside and no one realizes it's raining. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening with Microsoft. One good thing actually is Windows 7. I mean, where's this in the front page of the Washington Post? They're selling 7 copies a second of Windows 7. By the end of the year, it's going to be 300 million copies sold. I mean, who's talking about this?
It is incredible. It is incredible. I mean, you know, certainly, you know, we all heard about Vista, and we learned our lessons with Vista. And when Windows 7 came out, first of all, we've been running it over a year, and just absolutely incredible from an operating system perspective. And over 150 million users going to 300 million users. It's a flawless operating system, as flawless as can be, and just really building a lot of momentum for our partners as well. It's pulling through hardware, it's pulling through services and other applications along with it.
You know, you read about the death of the PC, and this is going to replace the PC, and that's going to, oh, no, wait a minute. You know, normal, reasonable people who make business investments aren't going to invest in 300 million copies of an operating system and then turn around and go, yeah, it's all over for the PC. That's why we just spent, it doesn't make sense, does it?
No, the adoption's been incredible. And, you know, what's amazing is and astounding is that there's still about 80%, 75 to 80% of people still running XP today that are in the process of that migration. So the opportunity is still incredible for us.
Let's get back to this cloud initiative. The Microsoft Partner Conference coming up is going to have many different sessions on cloud computing. And there's a word we tossed in earlier, and maybe some of the listeners know what this word is, and maybe some of the listeners, maybe a law firm in Bethesda may not have heard this before, but the word is Azure, A-Z-U-R-E. Maybe you can give us a little nutshell definition of what that means and what it means for our listeners.
Sure. Well, Azure is our application development platform in the cloud. So the same experience that developers and partners have in developing applications on a Windows Server environment can take that same experience. In fact, they can develop in a Windows Server environment and then port the application up to Windows Azure, and it provides all of the services, all of the virtual machine and services around and web support around the application, as well as SQL and database support to the application. So it makes for a seamless migration of existing applications up into the cloud. We've had partners develop applications in less than a week and port them up to Azure and developing services, rich services for their customers.
And I think what my listeners should know is that with the new advances you've made in the infrastructure area and with the advances you made in Azure, you can finally take and develop code and not have to worry that much about security, because the security is baked in Azure. They assume large enterprise organizations using this technology.
That's right. And we use all third-party certifications and authentication certification authorities to do that. So it is secure in the cloud. It's a secure environment for our customers.
I just want my listeners to know that last night I was at a .NET users meeting, and some of the listeners know what .NET is all about. And they talked about this product from Microsoft called Silverlight. And they combined it with something called Bing, and so they were looking at geographic search and this magic tool called Silverlight. And there were developers in the audience. These are pretty hard-hearted folks. There were developers in the audience who are going, whoa, you could do that with Bing? I mean, when you watch TV and you see the news and the weather and then Bing comes up, you got to wonder why. Because Bing is very dynamic. And it's got all this eye candy to it. And you combine it with Silverlight, developers can do very quick and fast things. And I think that's what the listeners should know, is that Microsoft is at the leading edge of many technologies now. And I think the conference is going to talk about using stuff like Silverlight, Windows 7, SharePoint, merging them all together, remote, local. You choose your news.
That's right. And not only that, we have four session tracks that are broken out on federal, state, and local, our education, and our healthcare businesses. So our partners can learn about the opportunity to partner with U.S. public sector in those four areas. So it'd be a great opportunity for partners to engage with Teresa Carlson and her team and our other team leaders to understand what the opportunities and priorities are for the business moving into our fiscal year 11, and how to engage with us and some of the technologies that we are introducing and deploying today for our customers.
A lot of those developers last night spit out these terms and these acronyms and abbreviations, and I'm writing them down trying to figure it out. But here's an acronym or an abbreviation that everyone should know. It's called BPOS, Business Productivity Online Suite. Give us an idea what that's all about.
So that is our collaboration and communication suite The BPOS name, in fact, will be going away, thankfully. It's a name that doesn't necessarily resonate the way we want it to. So there will be an introduction in the coming months. In fact, it might actually be at our Worldwide Partner Conference what the new name will be, and quite a bit of promotion around it. But basically what we've taken is email, SharePoint, and our live meeting and unified communications products and moved them up into the cloud. So customers that are having to manage and support these applications no longer need to do so. We can do them for them in our own data centers, in our Microsoft Online data centers.
If they choose. I think this is an important thing.
That's right.
And I think this whole idea of choice, it's not like going to McDonald's and getting three choices. It's more like going to a 20-foot-long smorgasbord where Microsoft can say, well, for this application, we suggest that you host it in-house. Well, no, for this application, let's consider some kind of a blend. Or in this application, well, maybe this is for your agency at this time, it's going to be cheapest to just use it and get away. So to maybe rent a server somewhere.
That's absolutely. And these are the same enterprise applications that they're running in-house today that they're familiar with, the productivity tools that they've used, known, and work with every day and are confident in using every day without having to change to another service, to another type of application. So we're taking those and making them available in the cloud, but yet again, they can use them, you know, on-premise, in-house, behind the firewall.
A lot of exciting things actually going on. I mean, this Microsoft Office 2010 really has just launched in the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Incredible. Incredible. What a terrific product and great technology. So the same experience that users are used to on their PC, the same productivity tools and efficiencies that they're able to gather there, they can now take to the phone and to the web browser. And along with 2010 is the Office Web Apps application. So the ability to open Office applications, so opening Office or Excel documents and spreadsheets in a web format and having that same rich experience online in a browser that you have today on your desktop. And they're available today free to consumers with Windows Live at no cost. Governments can subscribe to a Microsoft hosted model for them, or through their volume licensing, customers have access behind the firewall.
When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about Microsoft technology, what's going on this summer right downtown, the Microsoft Partner Conference, and maybe touching again on this whole idea of Microsoft changing the way it does business and giving you a wider choice than you ever had before. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Vince Menzione. He is the Public Sector Partner Strategy Manager for Microsoft, and I pronounce that like an Italian, unfortunately.
You do very well.
I have this thing with these Latin-based languages. I don't know why, but that's why you want to say Azure, and I want to say Azul, huh?
And we go back and forth internally between Azure and Azure,
yeah.
So depending on who you speak with.
And I think many of our listeners know that it means blue. And if you're talking about clouds, they're usually in the blue sky, and so that's why what this Azure is all about. But I don't want to talk about Azure. I want to talk a little about open source. It's kind of a topic we've kind of touched on very delicately, like walking on eggs here. But Microsoft is very open to open source, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you know, so just on the open source issue, I mean, there's nothing inherent about open source from a cost perspective. People think that implies that there's no cost, but the cost of computing isn't the software cost alone. It's the development, the services, the management, and project management around those applications. We're very open today. We work very closely. We're committed to interoperability standards and publishing our IP in the and making it available free and publicly to developers and competitors alike. And so, you know, we talk about Azure, and the opportunity today is that developers can take open source technologies done in PHP, Ruby, Perl, and run them in Windows Azure in your data center or in ours.
So if someone wants a safe and secure place to lock up their code, they can do it locally with a Microsoft product or remotely with a Microsoft product.
Absolutely.
Another topic that I kind of touched on that, you know, some listeners may know a lot about, some may not know about, is this whole virtualization of servers and new products you have coming out. It's a little technical, but there's new products coming out all the time. But I think just managing virtual servers is difficult, and Microsoft is addressing that issue as well, aren't they?
We are. With our Windows Server 2008 R2, we feel we have a rich environment today with Hyper-V. And a very competitive offering. And you're going to see a lot of momentum from our partners and from Microsoft around Hyper-V and around virtualization this year. There's the opportunity, again, we talk about cost in the data center and green initiatives, and Hyper-V provides an environment, this virtualization environment, that allows our customers to optimize their environment, drive down costs, optimize the performance, and so on. You'll see quite a bit from us, from our partners as well around this in fiscal year 11 starting this week.
And so this product is called App Fabric, is that correct?
App Fabric is one of the technologies. In fact, what we've done is we're taking the technologies we've developed in the cloud with Azure, and we're going to make them available to our customers and our partners to develop on. And so App Fabric is one way that allows us an environment to take applications and provide a more virtualized environment around them.
Yeah, virtualization is just a wonderful topic. I think it's just another indication of how Microsoft has taken 30 years of a wide range of experience and tried to solve some problems that are presented to many federal IT professionals right today with a new push from the Obama administration.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're bringing in. As I mentioned earlier in our segment here about breaking glass, we're continuing to break glass because the business models are changing, the expectations of customers are changing. The budget restrictions, as well as what's happening with the administration's openness to new ideas and new development avenues, we're taking advantage of that in our government business.
Without losing any security, I think this is, I keep telling my kids this all the time, you know, you got to lock the car, you got to lock the door, you know, it's fine to have this, fine to have that, but, you know, what good is open source programming if your brother-in-law does it in his garage and it's weak and buggy and holy? And I think that's why a lot of these solutions that Microsoft offers in the cloud are safe and secure because of the experience there.
We're spending billions of dollars on R&D. We've spent billions of dollars in terms of security. We're very serious about security, about our trustworthy computing initiatives, and you know, you're seeing that across all of our products and all our technologies.
And I think that's what Lewis Shepard really talks about in his blog. He is very popular. In fact, people in the studio here read his blog to keep what's going on. You know, there was a recession a couple years ago. What does Microsoft do? Hammers into research and development. Okay, good times. Hammers that money into research and development. They increased their funding for research and development specifically for cloud services,
right?
Didn't they?
That's right. And we've upped it. We're up to $9.5 billion a year in research and development. That's more than any other company in the world.
Well, why isn't that in the Washington Post? I mean, wait a minute. You're selling 300 million copies of Windows 7. We'll put that in D7 on the sports page. Okay. Microsoft spends billions and billions in the recession on research and development. Oh, we're going to put that in the classified section. Well,
we're continually investing, and you're starting to see some of it bubble up and percolate in other areas as well, like in the consumer world. Our Project Natal or Kinect product, which was recently introduced for the Xbox, is another example of some of the research and development that we're doing. The ability, it's amazing, the ability to be in front of a television, tell the television to turn on, and be able to play games and have a virtualized environment where my body movements allow me to mimic an avatar or another gaming movement is just incredible.
Well, we just got about 2 seconds left here. We've covered many different topics today. Microsoft Conference coming up next week. Windows 7 is selling great. Silverlight, business productivity, online suite, cloud initiatives. Microsoft really has changed. Give me 20 seconds for our listeners of why they should consider using Microsoft for the next application. Just 20 seconds. Quick hit.
Boy, I don't know if I can say it in 20 seconds, but I will tell you there's no other company that has a richer, broader base of technologies. And they're a company that stands behind its customers more so than Microsoft.
Great. Thanks, Vince. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Vince Menzione, General Manager, Public Sector Partner Organization at Microsoft. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
Here's Mark Cohn, Vice President of Enterprise Security for Unisys Corporation, on the Identity Technology and Citizen Privacy Panel, sponsored by Unisys.
And the strategy needs to address our critical infrastructure, the cyberspace protection requirements, and how we can be sure that we can authenticate digital identities in our emerging economy for both e-commerce and, broadly speaking, almost the entire country in terms of the population.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Unisys, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Unisys Identity Solutions provides citizens, employees, and travelers with the means to identify themselves assuredly, conveniently, and effectively in both physical and IT environments. The goal in every identification and credentialing engagement is to provide the highest level of identity assurance in the most convenient and effective manner. Unisys end-to-end solutions incorporate all aspects of identification and credentialing. Learn more about Unisys security offerings. Visit unisys.com.
Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes.
I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Julie Bond, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid.